When I'm not craving meat and blood, I'm thinking about sex, trembling with need. The desire only breaks my heart, because the one man I want will never want me again. Atlan, my beautiful vampire, the one who protected me, loved me, wanted only me. I remember his palms caressing my skin, his fangs sinking into my thigh, the sweet intimacy of the act. He would lick the puncture mark so carefully after each time he drank from me, so that his vampire saliva would heal me quickly. And he licked other parts of me, too, skillfully and sensuously. Those parts are still unchanged, as far as I can tell, but the rest of me is so different, so monstrous. We can never be together again, as we were. I don't think he can feed from me anymore. The tech, John, the only person I will speak to, says that Atlan asks about me multiple times a day, that he haunts the hallway outside my cell. I've been cringing in this dark room since the day I was reborn, refusing to let anyone but John near me. John is quiet and neutral, and his presence doesn't cause me so much emotional pain. The one time Atlan tried to enter my cell, I screamed and huddled behind my wings and begged him to leave. I shrieked over his pleading cries, threatening to slash myself to ribbons, until he finally left. I am a monster now, more monster than he ever was. My body has changed so completely, I barely recognize my own skin. Atlan can't see me like this. He can't love me like this. According to John, it's a miracle I survived it all. The injection I received was intended for Atlan, but when I leapt in front of him to protect him, Clarice Corbin stabbed the needle into me instead, and reflexively pushed the depressor. I have replayed that moment in my mind so many times. What could I have done differently? Maybe I could have pushed Clarice back. Maybe. The entire sequence of her movements is foggy in my mind now, clouded and scratched like a DVD viewed too many times. But in my heart, I know the real answer to the question. Other than letting Atlan be injected, there was nothing else I could have done. And I couldn't let that happen. Couldn't let my beautiful Atlan turn into something like Rule, like Darius. Dr. Corbin had said the cocktail might kill him, and I couldn't take that chance. John says it's a miracle that I lived through the metamorphosis. He says I have self-repairing cells now, like the vampires do, like Rule does. I will live for centuries, maybe longer, as long as I get the protein and blood that my new body needs. I don't want to live for centuries. I don't even want to live through another day, dragging around these hideous wings and this tail and these horns. At first, I promised myself I wouldn't eat, that I would starve my monstrous body and end this nightmare. But when John brings the food, I can't resist. Some primal part of me takes over, slurping the blood and swallowing great hunks of flesh. Starving myself isn't working. If I want to die, I will have to find another way.
2. Atlan. I startle awake when John passes by me, carrying a covered metal pan. It looks heavy, and I can hear liquid swishing inside. Finley's midday portion of cow haunch and blood, I'm guessing. Rule and I take turns hunting down food to feed her. It has become a competition between us. Who can provide her with the best food? He can travel farther than I can with those dragonfly wings of his, but he can't carry as many pounds of meat back with him. Not that Finley knows who brings back what. She won't see or speak to either of us. Even though I'm a vampire, sleeping on the concrete in the hallway has stiffened my joints, and I groan as I push myself up to a sitting position. I've let my nails grow longer so I can kill game more effectively, and when I curl my hands into fists, the claws stab my palms. I welcome the pain. It's only a fraction of what my darling girl is feeling right now. Why won't she let me help her? When John comes back out of her cell, I tug the edge of his coat. How is she? His eyes are sorrowful, his mouth tight. He shakes his head. I have to see her, John.